Welcome to the Everyday Ministry Podcast, where ministers get together to discuss everyday ministry.
This is James, and I'm sitting here with Dwayne Atkinson. After trying to say that for three times, I don't know why I kept messing up. But I'll let Dwayne introduce himself real quick.
Oh, man. Well, first of all, James, I want to appreciate and thank you for allowing me to be on your podcast. Such an honor and a privilege. I really don't take that lightly. But like you said, my name is Dwayne Atkinson, not Daniel. Whoever he is, you must be on James' mind because he says your name like three times in a row. But anyway, I am the host of the Bar Podcast, and Bar stands for Biblical and Reformed. And I've been doing that for a little over a year. Also, I am the husband of one wife, father of four kids, live in Greenville, South Carolina, and I'm originally from North Carolina. And I just love God, man. I love spreading his gospel and love providing people with resources, because one of the things in my life is I always was seeking for answers. And once I found, you know, sound doctrine, I wanted to share that with the masses. But that's me in a nutshell, big man.
Awesome. Well, I actually listened to the podcast of the Potluck podcast that you were on today. And I want to just, me and JR has already talked about this, but I have to set you straight too.
All right. Okay.
White barbecue sauce is amazing, but not on pork. It is good on chicken.
And okay.
Not on pork. So I don't know what the other guy was thinking whenever he said something about pork.
Yeah.
But you got to try it. But
okay.
On their defense, I am from Alabama as well.
Okay.
maybe it's still an Alabamian thing. But man, I enjoy your podcast. For the listeners out there, I started listening to the Bar Podcast. Actually, me and Dwayne was talking about it yesterday. Mm-hmm. I started listening to it because of Cody Almanzar that we did the interview with last week. And so it's just kind of funny how it all unfolds and how it all works together, and you just get connected with people, man. Yeah. But I'm excited about talking with you about your podcast. And then after that, we want to get into a little bit of ministry and how you serve the church and how you help further the kingdom through the local church. But before we get into that side of things, more in depth in how you started the podcast and kind of what your vision is for the podcast as y'all move forward in it.
Gotcha. Yeah, man. So, you know, with the podcast, I originally started out probably about 5 years ago now. We had a Facebook page called Be Not Deceived, and it was pretty much a discernment page where we would, you know, call out false teachers and, you know, expose. And then we started doing Blog Talk Radio, and we were doing the same thing, having like these hardcore conversations, and we had people call in. We would do debates. I mean, it was like real gritty, right? So I did that, man, and honestly got burned out trying to, you know, keep it fresh, and then also trying to muster up an argument every week. You know, I used to get tired of that. So I took a break, and during that break, you know, God sent me on a journey as far as out of, you know, different, camps or whatever. You know, I started out Baptist, and then I was Pentecostal and Word of Faith and New Apostolic Reformation. And then, you know, I found, you know, sound doctrine, and I'm actually Southern Baptist again. I'm back home. So during that journey, you know, podcast became a thing that helped me in my understanding of sound doctrine and sound teaching, you know, and I was starting to hear guys like Pubcast and, you know, White Horse Inn and, you know, just a lot of really good podcasts that helped my growth. And so I was like, wow, you know, this is what I want, podcast where I can have fun, but also give you great content, because I learned so much. Like I said, I'm in South Carolina, but I travel to North Carolina a lot to see my family. And on those rides, man, I would literally spend all 5 hours listening to the podcast. You know, I work at night now, so I listen to podcasts. So those podcasts helped me so much. I wanted to bring that to a different audience. You know, I wanted to bring that, you know, I felt like I had, you know, a little funk about me and a different flavor, but also I wanted to have good content. So I wanted to bring that whole idea of providing sound doctrine, sound teaching for people that may not hear it, or they may hear it here, but they like the way we say it over there, you know. So that was kind of the what started and what birthed the Bar Podcast. And the vision, man, really and truly, is we just want to spread God's word. We want to inform people. We want people to have resources. We want people to encounter sound doctrine in a conversation, because we all know, you know, preachers are awesome. There's nothing like delivering the word of God. I salute, hats off to all of those guys that do. But there's sometimes those conversations are the things that stick, because it's more relatable, it's more personal. And so, you know, the vision that we cast, man, is just to bring intelligent, fun conversation to your life that'll impact you. And my little slogan, I'm going to say this and I'm going to shut up, is the bar is nothing you've seen before, but it's exactly what you're looking for.
Awesome. Man, there towards the end, you were just telling about the vision of, you know, having those conversations, and started this podcast with the two friends of mine because I enjoy having these conversations. These are conversations that I've had with great friends of mine, and I'm thinking for a long time that a lot of pastors are out there by themselves sometimes and
learning. Right.
And so I was hoping that maybe at some point in the life of this podcast, it'll be an encouragement to them. So before we get any farther in it, tell us about the format. I know y'all release two episodes a week. So just kind of tell us about that so the listeners will know what they're getting.
Gotcha. Well, every Tuesday we drop a bar. Like, one thing that I'm so serious about that people get mad at me about is I am consistent and I am persistent. Every Tuesday, you will have a bar episode. Since the month of June, we've tried to drop a Thursday episode, which is more catered to hip hop and the musical side. And the vision for that, I expose this to your audience. The vision for that is eventually they'll have their own podcast and RSS feed. Right now, it's one of my brothers, part of my team. We've been ministry together, you know, online ministry together for about 5 years. And so I'm letting him use the platform to build his audience. So right now you get a double dose of the bar, man. Tuesday for sure. And pretty much until we get the break off.
Awesome, man. I haven't even got to listen to a lot of your Tuesdays. Just so the audience knows, Dwayne, he is not afraid to ask anybody to be on his podcast.
No, sir.
He had recently had Mark Dever on there. And then who was the guy after him?
Man, I had Costi Hinn, Benny Hinn's nephew. Like I said, Mark Dever, HB Charles. Stephen Lawson, Todd Friel, Joe and Jimmy Thorne, like they married Joe Thorne and Jimmy Fowler. Just really, he's favored us, man. You know, all I do is send emails. I just ask. That's it, man. I think that's the biggest thing, is just, you know, hear no. And it's funny because like I'm not in sales for that reason. But for some reason with this podcast, I'm like, you know, no fear. Like, hey, whatever. You know, they tell me no. You know, I guilt trip them a little bit. I do. I'll be honest. I do that a little bit on the no response. I'm like, well, you know, this is, you know, I have an African-American audience, and I hope one day that they want to expand their audience and come over to our side. You know, I throw that in there. I'll just be honest. That's my little secret. Sometimes that turns into a yes. Sometimes it's like, oh, we're so sorry, but maybe next time. But yeah, man. Hey, it's all about working hard, man. That's what I do.
That's right. And we were talking the other day about how much time you put in editing one episode, and I felt a little bad after we talked because I put about a tenth of the time you put in. But man, tell us about just some difficulties or the hardest thing you've dealt with when starting the podcast and trying to get it rolling.
Right. Well, in the beginning, because we had a slow start. We really did. We had a slow start because, you know, just being transparent, my team didn't see what I saw. I saw, you know, something, you know, building out of this, you know, becoming something, becoming a brand, but they didn't see it. So the hardest part in the beginning was, because this is prior to any interviews, it was supposed to be just me and my team talking every week, kind of like you and your brothers do. And yeah. I could never get them on the same schedule. Like, you know, hey, we're going to record tonight. Oh, I can't record. I'm going to record, and I'm sitting on the line listening to the dumb music, you know, wait for them to come in and nobody's showing up. So that was the very hard time, you know, and I wanted to produce content and I wanted to be consistent, but I could not because, you know, I sent a message, hey, team, when can record? Oh, I can do it. I can't do it. So I went through that, man, probably about 4 or 5 months of that. And we, in 4 or 5 months, we only released, I think, maybe four podcasts, 4 or 5, which is not even, you know, one a month. And so I went to a church that, okay, let me rewind. I went to Sermon Audio, and the announcement on Sermon Audio said Stephen Lawson in Greenville, South Carolina. So, you know, I jumped, you know, me and my wife were like, pew, we there. So I get there, you know, to hear Stephen Lawson, and right behind me is Todd Friel. I basically, after the service, I said, Todd, you know, this is something that I want to get into. And he was super excited. He was like, oh my goodness, yes, this is what we need. You know, let me know if I can help you. Go with it, go with it. So that honestly, that's what sparked much saying to the team, hey, y'all, I love y'all. You know, keep holding that page down, doing your thing. But I'm about to build this podcast, you know, with or without you. And so that's what sparked me getting interviews. So the very first one was Joe and Jimmy. I had already been friends with them. And I got them locked in. Boom. It was a great episode. Then Todd, I reached out to Todd. He said, anything I can do, boom, knock out. And then this little story. Within, I hope I'm not talking too much. But within it, man, I had an interview with R.C. Sproles Jr. before everything. Like, well, after the Ashley Madison thing, but before the recent stuff.
Yeah.
And it was probably the best interview I've ever been a part of. It was an hour and 30 minutes. He was serious. He cried thinking about his wife. He cried thinking about his special needs daughter. I had him laughing. 1 hour and 30 minutes of my podcast life, and I forgot to hit record. If I was close to a cliff, brother, I probably would have ran off of it. Like, I literally lost my mind. I did not hit record, man.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I'm over here listening to you telling me about it. I'm thinking, I never heard that episode.
Yes, because it I didn't hit record, man. Record. It, man, like, it was a blow. Like, you know, I'm not a depression kind of guy, but if I was, I probably would have went in it, you know. So that happened. And so after that, man, I just, you know, I just kind of was in the dirt, man, and I just started grinding. Joe Thorne created my logo. You know, he's real influential, real big help, always checking on me. Jimmy always checking on me. You know, the mic that I'm talking on right now, Joe Thorne sent me, and they were really influential in the build of the bar, man. And so with all of that backing and what I experienced, those things where I am now, where like today is what's today's date? July what?
10th.
July 10th, and I've already got shows recorded and edited for August. So like, That's how serious it is to me right now. So that's pretty much the humble beginning to the humble, I guess, midline, because, you know, I'm still grinding. I'm still trying to make this thing work.
I hear that. That's our podcast format's normally twice a month. And we did that because we're all three busy and we didn't want to do too much. And so one thing I was intentionally in when we started was I recorded 2 months worth before I at least released the first episode. So hopefully I'll stay a month ahead throughout the whole time.
There you go.
But I won't though, because I'm actually in the months of this podcast will drop, and it is dropping in August, along with 3 other podcasts. So we're going to do an episode every week in August about podcasters.
Oh, nice. That's a dope idea.
It is. I hope it's going to be beneficial to everybody, and maybe it'll help y'all's podcast out some. I doubt it, though, but it's okay. Well, tell me about, I'm going to ask you one more question, then we'll get on to the miniature side of things. What's one of the greatest things that you've seen come out of starting the podcast? It can be for you, or it could be for the listeners, or just, you know, what's a blessing that you've seen in it? And I use that word in quotations.
Man, really, like, just, I guess I'll start with the response, the reviews, reading reviews, getting inboxes, getting instant messages on Instagram saying, hey, man, found your podcast. I really enjoy it. I love it. Keep up the good work. You know, stuff like that, man, really means a lot, because for you, you know, we're so fast. This America is just fast, fast, fast. You know, we're point, click, slide, scroll, you know, whatever. So for somebody to take time and type out a message and let me know, you know, that they enjoy the podcast, that is probably one of the biggest blessings with this, you know, that and just saying you love it is awesome, but when you say, man, that podcast, or like 80% of the listeners, that Mark Dever podcast convicted me. Like, I got so many messages about that because I think everybody toes got stepped on at once. So that right there, man, is I ain't gonna say it's the motivation, because it's all about glorifying God. That's the motivation. But that right there definitely puts fuel on the fire. And then also another reward / blessing is when, like, I ask somebody, you know, like, hey, you heard this podcast? Like, yeah, man, I listened to it. Like, oh, wow. Oh, you know, like, it's a pleasant surprise, you know, when I just ask random people about it and they've heard of it. Those are the small things, man. I'm not trying to build wealth. I'm not trying to merchandise everything. You know, yes, we are selling T-shirts in August, whenever this drop. You holler at me, I hook you up. But, you know, and that's the T-shirt thing is not about money. Is because honestly, I'm not getting any money out of T-shirts, because you're literally paying for the T-shirt you're buying. You're paying the company and they're shipping it to it. You know, I'm not doing that to make money. But what I want to do is spread the word, man, and spread the, you know, kind of like advertisement, man. So, you know, it's not about money. It's not about any of that, man. It's just about blessing God's people. And when I can actually, because, you know this. Being a podcaster, you don't know if anybody's listening. So to hear that somebody's actually listening and enjoying, I mean, that's just like, whew, like, man, that at least I know I'm not doing this for nothing. So that's probably my biggest blessing, brother.
Man, that's kind of on my end of it all, man. What gets me through doing it is I enjoy the conversations myself. So if they're only for me, man, that's worth it. Man, I feel bad for you on that interview with Mark Dever. Man,
man, that was rough.
He didn't step on your toes. He stomped on them things. But but man, as we transitioned, man, it was good.
I was gonna say that it was funny that that, you know, he did that, but it helped me so much. You know, it was necessary. So shout out to Mark Dever for that.
That's right. Y'all gonna have to listen to that episode to understand what we're talking about. But as we transition to the next topic of just how you serve the church, there's a question I ask everybody when they come on the podcast is, how would you define an everyday minister?
Everyday minister to me, well, you know, I think is, you know, I think it's all of us. You know, we all are ministers. We all, you know, he commissioned us all to share the gospel, spread the gospel, make disciples. So an everyday minister, man, is you, me, it's everybody in the body, you know, working together to get the good news out. You know, I guess that would be my definition.
Man, great definition. That's kind of what we talked about, man, when we started it, which was funny when I asked this question. With me and the two guys that started the podcast, all three of us had different answers. And everybody that's been on it since has a different answer. So I love the question because it is that simple, man. It's just going out and ministering to wherever God has you. If that's working, you know, picking up trash during the week, working at a restaurant, a pastor, or I know you do dispatch, you know, you can glorify God in that, man. Mm-hmm. But all right, well, just tell us a little bit about the church you go to. Tell us the name of it. Give a shout out for your pastor and just tell us how you serve the church there.
Gotcha. Yeah, I go to Sacrifice of Praise. It's technically non-denominational, but it's definitely a Baptist for sure. My pastor is Andre Wicker. Great, great, great man. He has blessed my family so much because prior to we were at him where, you know, church was first, family was second. This is the very first pastor that, you know, he really, really cares about your family. You know, somebody sick, somebody, I mean, he's on the move. Like, I never understand how he get all that energy, but big shout out to him, man. And the way I serve my church currently is sound and video and media type stuff. I'm very tech savvy. And I've been, you know, my family does music, my whole family. My dad has 7 brothers, 7 sisters, and all the whole family make this big mass choir. So I've been around music all my life, and so I've always been around, you know, soundboards and guitar amps and things like that. So I help my church on that end. I help with the sound, you know, like like James said, I'm a dispatcher and I work third shift and I work like a rotating shift. So I'm only off every other Sunday. So that's the capacity that I'm able to help in when I can be there. And then also I also help with the social media aspect and their website. Me and my wife kind of tag team the website, media marketing type stuff, help with that as well. But prior to this blessed third shift job, is blessed because it's paying the bills. I was a teacher of our youth. We have a youth department, and I was one of the teachers for the youth, especially when we break out with the boys, and because really that's my passion, man. The teens and the young adult, you know, making sure that they have sound doctrine and theology while they're in school, because there's so many at home. Like the old folks say, the enemy is after them, the young folks. So that's the way I serve my church, man. And pretty much anything else that they need, man. And that's the heart of my pastor. I've seen him clean bathrooms. I've seen him paint. I've seen him, you know, just do everything that has to be done at the time. I've seen him serve if we're having dinner at the church, you know, so that kind of work ethic rubs off on the people, man. So, you know, we're willing to do whatever it takes, man, to glorify God and make sure that his truth is being proclaimed.
Awesome, man. Well, I want to ask you kind of a twofolded question. It's first, okay, what would you say to anybody out there? I don't know if anybody's listening that does this or not, that's a sound guy. Give some support to them, because sometimes, man, I hate it for them, because when anything messes up, they getting looked at.
Yeah. Oh, man. Well, I have to tell you this. Being in that mega church and being in a band and helping with some sound there, like, you learn a lot of professional grade stuff. So first thing I would tell sound men, especially, you know, in the Baptist scene where most of them are just slide knobs and twisting knobs, educate yourself. YouTube is your tool, man. Find out what those knobs do. Don't push it till it squeal, then pull it back a little bit. No, don't do that. Find out, you know, educate yourself. I definitely encourage that, man. Or find somebody that knows what they're doing and get them to train you. That helped me. Big shout out to my brother, Chris Crane, man. Sound man, has a awesome ear, able to give balance and all of that. All the things that you probably don't even know what I'm talking about if you're listening. Like, what is he even talking about? You know, our soundboard is in the back room, and if it squeals, somebody go back there and turn it out. No. See, that's we got to get the system upgraded. But until then, just educate yourself and have thick skin, because no matter what, when something happens, first thing people do is turn around and look. So
that's right.
Operate in the grace of God and educate yourself.
All right. Now, so the other side of that question would be, is what would you say as a sound guy to pastors or anybody that steps on the stage and uses equipment or does anything in the service?
I have to be honest here.
Yeah, you got to be honest.
Okay. All right, pastors. I love y'all, man. Love y'all. Well, here's something that just came to my mind. First, you know, if you know the skill level that you have behind the board, a perfect mix or perfect sound, if you know that's Deacon Jones that, you know, barely can play a tape recorder, you know the skill level and work with that, you know, don't be so hard on the guys back there, especially if they're struggling with what they're doing. And musicians are the worst. I love musicians. I am a musician, but it has to be a level of patience there. Encourage them, you know, let them know. Because see, sound men, like, they're like, well, I say sound men are like coaches, you know, in this aspect. You know, when a team wins, it's the players that won. When a team lose, it's the coach's fault. So when the sound is good, oh, good today, you know, or the praise team sounded good, the choir sounded good. But if the sound is haywire, man, that sound man is horrible. We need a new, you know, so congratulate him, man. Give him encouraging words. Let him know that you appreciate him. You know, even though he don't know what he's doing, you know, let him know we appreciate you back there serving, man, and trying to help us out, you know, because we never get the accolades we never get the accolades, but we always get the blame.
That's right. Man, that's what I would say, man. Just encourage them. And I would also say encourage them in front of the congregation. Give them a shout out after service is over. Man, because I've been in times at my church, we're a small church, and there's been times where I preach and run the sound some Sundays. It's a blessing when somebody runs it. So, man, that's a great thing to add to that. Well, we're going to wind down everything. The way we end every episode is we give a plug of the week. So you can't plug your own podcast because I'm going to do that for you. But do you have any plugs for the listeners?
All right. My plug of the week. Let me think. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Okay. Plug of the week is going to be Baptist Review on Facebook. I encourage you to join that group. Really good guys in there. And there's some guys that aren't so good, but it's good to have them in there to give you balance. So Baptist Review on Facebook, search it out. And they have a website as well. And my podcast, which I cannot mention, is on that website. So check out the Baptist Review.
Man, I just joined it myself after interviewing J.R. Parks.
Good.
Because he was telling me about it. So but he recommended it as well. My recommendation is going to be Listen to the Bar podcast. Great podcast. They're doing some amazing things. Dwayne's, he's hitting it hard. He's putting a lot into it. Listen to that. And then my other recommendation would be, Dwayne mentioned them time and again throughout the podcast, is another great podcast would be Doctrine and Devotion. Great conversations. Yeah, apparently some people don't like the banter. I don't mind it. I enjoy that aspect of it. And then I got one other recommendation, one other plug I want to give. It's a book by Nine Marks, and I know I'm recommending a lot of Nine Marks stuff right now. It's called Sound Doctrine. And the little subtitle of the book is called How a Church Grows and the Love of Holiness of God. Bobby Jameson wrote it. Man, it's a great book. And if it's one of the smaller books by Nine Marks, so you can pick it up and read it in a few days. Just a great, simple book about sound doctrine. But what were you about to say, man?
Oh, no, I was just going to plug my website, man.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
I didn't know if you was going to give me that space or not, so I was trying to throw it
in
somewhere.
Oh, yeah, you're going
to
get it.
But no,
just go.
I'll wait for my minute. Go ahead. My bad. I'm so used to hosting, man. I don't know how to act, man. My bad.
Oh, no, you're fine. Well, before we get all of that, I'm going to give you an opportunity at the very end for that. Is there anything you just want to add or say that maybe didn't come up in conversation?
Man, you know, I just want to repeat, I appreciate you having me on and let me talk to your listeners. I appreciate, you know, the opportunity. So humbled. So glad to have met you and befriended you on Facebook. Definitely a blessing. But I guess if anything I want to leave with the folks, man, is, you know, work hard. You know, I know you hear that all the time. I know it's cliche, but if you do it, good things will happen for sure.
Awesome. Well, go ahead and tell us how we can contact you, get up with you, follow the podcast, tell us every way possible.
All right, man. The best way to follow and listen and all of that with The Bar is the website, thebarpodcast.com. TheBarPodcast.com, thebarpodcast.com. I kind of struggle with that a little bit. I couldn't see it in my head. But there you'll find a link to our Facebook page, a link to our Instagram, a link to our Twitter. You'll find our t-shirts, which I think are pretty fly, you know. So all of that stuff is at thebarpodcast.com. You'll find me, my bio, my Twitter, all of that at thebarpodcast.com, man, for sure.
Man, I'm hoping to grab one of them shirts after I get paid Friday. They look amazing, man. I've enjoyed it, man. I want to just encourage you listeners to look up the Bar podcast. Listen to them. Listen to their episodes. Listen to all of them. Subscribe. I know you'll enjoy it and he'll appreciate it. This has been the Everyday Ministry Podcast, a podcast where everyday ministers get together to discuss ministry. We hope you've enjoyed it.
If you're encouraged by what you hear, please go like our Facebook page, share the episodes, and rate the podcast on iTunes. Don't forget that a new episode drops every first and third Mondays. Our prayer is that these episodes are an encouragement to you and that you would be faithful in the ministry that God has placed you in.